You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Now we go, and Adam Gilchrist, slight delay there because of cell phones, the bane of our existence, I can tell you now. Theresa May, your Prime Minister, I mean, her government is all but imploding at this stage.
Oh boy, we're making a drama out of this crisis. Yeah, definitely. The context is that the UK is past its deadline of setting out a post-Brexit deal with the European Union, and I suppose by default, the European Union's passed its deadline as well. We haven't got there because there is huge disagreement about exactly how far the split should go, how much of a deal we should do. Deep divisions in the country, in Parliament, and in the Conservative government. So Theresa May called an emergency meeting of the Cabinet last Friday to thrash this all out. Here we are now. Just a few days on, the result is a shock resignation by the man who's in charge of the whole Brexit process, the Brexit Secretary, David Davis. His parting shot that the Prime Minister must be in a state of delusion. And then the biggie, the Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, decided he would resign too, saying the dream is dying, suffocated by needless self-doubt, the dream of a complete split from the European Union. That's what he's talking about. So the Leavers aren't happy, the Remainers aren't happy. Theresa May is telling us that everything's fine, but do you know what? We are, technically speaking, 9 months from the Brexit transition process beginning. And just to mix a few metaphors, I'm thinking we're a ship without a rudder, up a creek without a paddle, a mutineering crew and a captain panic pants on the poop deck. It really does not look good.
On a wing and a prayer. And of course, Boris Johnson famously said that he had as much chance of becoming prime minister as Elvis being found on Mars. I think Elvis has just been spotted on the red planet at this stage.
There's a chance.
Now, The Russian threat, the boss of the Royal Navy outlines a new task force.
Yeah, two big things with this just of late. The United States, first off, they announced just a few weeks ago that they are reestablishing their second fleet in the Atlantic, and specifically as a counter-military presence to Russia. Russia has been putting more vessels and higher spec, higher tech vessels into the North Sea and particularly the North Atlantic. Now, the head of the Royal Navy, the First Sea Lord Admiral Sir Philip Jones, says because of that increased presence, they are setting up a new joint area of operations. So essentially a kind of task force that's out there just to make sure the Russians know that they are being watched whilst the Russians are watching us. But also, intriguingly, Admiral Jones points to a specific Russian threat. He says their submarines and other vessels are essentially sniffing around the undersea lines of communication between Europe and America. It's one of those things. We think everything goes by satellite these days. 97% of global communications go under the oceans, and it's a particularly important one going under the Atlantic, all those cables and so forth. Is Russia really contemplating a move against those? That's the question mark, and that's why both the American Navy and the British Royal Navy are now patrolling exactly that.
All right, Adam Gilchrist on the line there from the UK in London. And of course, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from @TandileB, who tweeted, in a soccer match, how does the referee know how much extra time is required in the game? To get to the answer, we spoke to Kabelo Bosilong, the advisor in the FIFA Professional Football Department.
In a football match, we usually have four people that officiate the game. The referee, the two referee assistants, also known as linesmen, and the fourth official. One of the duties of the fourth official is to communicate how much stoppage time or additional time should be played at the end of each half. This time is calculated by the number of minutes wasted or lost in normal play, either deliberately or indeliberately. As per Law 7 in the laws of the game, allowance is made in either period for all time lost through either substitutions, assessment of injury to players, removal of injured players from the field of play for treatment, time wasting, or any other cause. The allowance of time lost is always at the discretion of the referee.
Okay, congratulations to Tandile B for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates first class and business class to experience a new level of comfort.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Alex, Glad I caught you. Listen, I have big news. You got the promotion.
Sarah, I don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. You deserve it. It does involve a lot of traveling, but don't worry. The office is incredible. Fully reclining seat, Wi-Fi, built-in bar.
That's amazing. Where is it?
On board Emirates Business Class, the best office in the sky.
With flatbed seats and a host of features, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.